Blog Talk Radio. I hold it. Now I can listen to the show. Gee, my Christmas. I'm glad you came on, because when you didn't answer me, I knew you couldn't hear me.
Oh, well.
Who? You there now?
I'm here.
Hello, is anybody
I'm
home?
Here. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, golly Moses. Yeah. Well, you know what? Carolyn and Clyde are here. And
okay.
So far, that's it, I think. But it's okay. So it's just us chickens. We can handle that. We got no problem with that.
Oh, God.
You know, I like chickens. There's nothing wrong with chickens. I like chickens.
Yeah,
so,
then
anyway.
Thank you.
What a baby chicken. Okay. Anyway, I'm here. And you know what? I'm gonna do something really different that hang on, I'm typing.
Okay.
I can't do two things at once. I mean, good grief. I heard this on a live this morning. No, it doesn't go that way. You have to do it this way. What are you doing here? What? No, you go away. Stupid update message thing came on. Says, not now, no. It just about drove me nuts. I panicked. I did. My heart went to my throat and I went, no. Anyway, I heard on a live this morning about 5 a.m. This song. And I got to be honest with you. It was played to me. And I love it. The thing is I'm going to have to read you guys the lyrics first because it's in Spanish. Okay?
No. Oh.
But it is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I thought it was a beautiful song before I knew what it said. And then I knew what it said. And it's even better.
Yeah.
So here is what the lyrics to this song are, because I'm going to play it now for a song. Okay?
Yeah.
It says, there's no such moment of the day that could drift you apart from me. The world seems different when you're not by my side. There's no beautiful song in which you don't appear. I don't want to listen to it if you don't. You have become part of my heart. Nothing comforts me anymore if you're not by my side. Far beyond your lips of the sun and of the stars, with you at distance, my beloved one, I am. You have become part of my heart. Nothing comforts me anymore if you're not by my side. With you at a distance, my beloved one, I am with you. Okay. I thought that was just an absolutely beautiful song. I don't know. The Spanish seem to have a gift for this. Anyway, I'm going to play this song for you. And be aware, it is in Spanish. That's why I read you the lyrics. But it is so beautiful. You need to take the time to just absorb it, because it's so lovely. All right. In Spanish, it's called Contigo en la distancia. English is with you in the distance. Okay?
Okay.
So here you go, guys. Enjoy.
ni yo quiero escucharla. Si no la escuchas tú, es que te has convertido en parte de mi alma. Ya nada me consuela si no estás tú también. Más allá de tus labios, a la distancia, amada mía, estoy. Tus labios, del sol y las estrellas, contigo a la distancia, amada mía, estoy.
Very pretty.
Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Even when you don't really, I mean, you heard the lyrics, so you know what they're saying, but word for word listening to the song, you don't know what they're singing, but it's still so beautiful. So beautiful. That guy's name is Luis Miguel. So, yeah, I like that song. I didn't know what it said, but I loved it. And then I looked up, you know, and then I looked up the lyrics and thought, oh, okay, yeah, I can love that song, and it's beautiful. Okay, we like it. It's good.
Yes.
So, but you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, just about anything can be beautiful or put you to sleep, one or the other. Take your pick. that was just about the time. No, that was not before. This was at 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, that's all right, though. I mean, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, what difference, right? Jiminy Christmas. I have lived here for a year and a half, okay, in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Eastern time zone. You would think that your biological clock would reset itself.
No.
It doesn't. It never, it won't. I am still on Pacific time zone, biologically. And I think it will be like that forever. I could adjust to an 8 to 12 hour time difference easier than I can adjust to this 3 hour time difference. Because I'm not adjusting at all. It's just not adjusting. It isn't.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. I'm glad that I do not have to go to work every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it. I really don't know if I could do it because my biological clock is just not fixing itself.
Yeah.
I reset my clocks in the house and it doesn't seem to make any difference. They're going, ha, 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 neener, neener. We're not going to pay any attention. Okay, then. So I just muddle along best I can on specific time. It's okay. I don't have to watch TV or read to work or nothing, so I'm fine. The only thing I have a problem with is if I have to be at a doctor appointment at 10 o'clock in the morning. That presents a problem, so I try to make it in the afternoon. Then it works okay then, but that's all right. Okay, I found a song when I was going through looking for stuff today because I was looking for a couple songs I didn't know if I could find. I did find them, but I didn't know at the time, and I found this one by Laura Branigan. And, you know, for some reason, all of my ads today were in Dutch.
Really?
And I have absolutely no idea why. It was weird. But it was kind of cool to hear Dutch again. I haven't heard Dutch in, what, 4 or 5 years since I've been to... I miss it. I never understood it, but I like listening to it.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it, but, you know, that's all right. I don't live there, so it's okay. All right. Anyway, here is Laura Branigan, and this song is called Spirit of Love. Branigan. I have heard that song before, but not by her. And when I heard it before, it wasn't quite as rock and roll sounding as it is when she does it. But that's okay. We all know that different people do songs different ways, and you can do all that. Song would be like if Blake Shelton would do it.
Yeah.
Or who's the gal I'm thinking? Oh, I can't even think very well right now. I've been in front of this computer for the last 5 hours. But anyway, that would even go, done properly, would go country.
Yeah.
It would, you know, it wouldn't have the rock beat. It wouldn't have the hard edges that it has when she's doing it. But it could be done country and be very, very beautiful, done properly. That would be very interesting. That'd be very. I keep thinking Reba, but I don't think Reba could do that song very well. She might. I don't know. But I know Blake Shelton would do it, and Chris LeDoux is dead, so he couldn't do it. Well, he could, but we wouldn't hear it. So, you know, hey.
No.
Anyway, oh, my goodness. Hey, let's go to some more rock and roll here. And I've been eeny, meeny, miny, moeing here for a while. And I think I'm going to do The Doors doing Love Me Two Times.
Twice today, love me two time, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl, last me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Oh not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today.
Now, for the 60s, that was hard rock and roll. For the 60s. I mean, you know, well, it would even have made it in the 80s. I mean, you know. But they were ahead of their time as far as their style goes. But you know what?
Yeah.
It didn't matter. In the 60s, anything went. You could do anything you wanted to, and people accepted it. People loved it. You just ran with it, and it was all good. That's what I loved about the 60s. You could do anything you wanted to. You could be a little shy wallflower, like I was, actually. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. You could be the shy little wallflower, and it was okay. People let you do that. They would come over, people you knew, they'd come over and talk to you so you didn't feel left out or anything, but they didn't force you into anything. They didn't make you be part of the group or try to get you into it. They knew that if you wanted to, you would. And until you felt comfortable, they came over to talk to you so you didn't feel left out. So it was the 60s were very, very accepting.
No.
Very tolerant. I miss that. I do miss that. For some reason, it seems as if we should have continued to progress, but it doesn't feel like we did. It feels like during today's times, we are more judgmental than the 60s were. We are a little more unforgiving of those different than us than we were in the 60s. And I wish we had kept that from the 60s because I thought that was a very good thing. That was a Jesus thing. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to start preaching or anything. I'm just doing from what I remember of the 60s. Because, you know, I was a young teenager in the 60s. Mm-hmm. I turned 10 years old almost at the end of 63. So I wasn't old enough to really have myself molded into what I was going to be. I was still finding things out and exploring. I was still a kid. I wasn't even really a true teenager yet until the late 60s. I was just a kid watching everything happen, you know, not really being a part of it, but watching it. I could feel it. And it just feels like we lost something since then. And that makes me kind of sad when I think about it. So I try not to think about it. I just try to bring it back, and people think I'm crazy, but that's okay. You can think I'm crazy. I'll buy that. I'll back into that, no problem. Okay, let's do an Elvis song. We need a little bit of a breather after the Doors and Brannigan. So here's a Good Rockin' Tonight from 1955.
Elvis Presley. Well, heard your news. Oh, it's good you're rocking tonight. Oh, it's rock, man, it's rock. Well, I heard your news. There's a good you're rocking tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can around tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard your news. There's a good you're rocking tonight. I say, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. Yes, I heard the news. That'd be good to rock in the night. Well, afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. If I heard your news, there's a good to rock in tonight. Play it again. Rock, 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 rock all our blues away. We're gonna rock.
That was a good break. We like that. Well, we'll do some more Elvis breaks during the show. We got to.
Okay.
We got to. Okay. I'm going to go back to 1968. This is not the Moody Blues song that we're used to hearing. We're used to hearing Nights in White Satin, which I may play later, you know, because I love that song. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're going to hear Tuesday Afternoon. That was Tuesday afternoon by the Moody Blues. They did all of this big stuff, this big orchestration, which in the 60s was almost unheard of. The Beatles were one of the few that did it. Moody Blues did it. I mean, you didn't hear it that often. It was mostly four and five piece bands. And Moody Blues brought in these orchestrations, the strings and the saxes and the bassoons and all that good stuff, the timpanis. Yeah, it was really cool. I loved it. All right, here's one for Carolyn, because I know she likes this song. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
Thank you.
There you go. Stairway to Heaven. Led Zeppelin. All right. What we're going to do now is Hollywood Vampires. And it's one they haven't had out for too terribly long, I don't think. But it was originally done by Badfinger for a movie. It was written by Paul McCartney. And it was done for the film called Magic Christian, whatever. And Badfinger performed it. It's called Come and Get It. Get a little shot in there somewhere. Anyway, originally I think that was in the late 60s, early 70s. Originally, okay. These guys released it in 2013. But originally it was back when, you know. So they remake a lot of stuff, but I don't know, I like it. So not everybody does, and that's okay. If we were all the same, yeah, it'd be a boring world. You know what I mean? So, okay. I'm going to play another one from 1967, 68-ish, right around in there. I think it was actually supposed to be released in late 67, didn't actually get there until 68 and hit the charts when it was released. So that's all right. Now, this band was originally called Vanilla Cream, or The Vanilla Cream, and it just got to be cumbersome. They just didn't do the cumbersome names for very long. So they changed their name to Cream. they became cream. Everybody just dropped vanilla. Now, vanilla, it's either vanilla cream is a drink, it's a dessert, it's fattening, it's yummy. Probably one of my favorites, but anyway, this is called cream from 1967, 68, take your pick, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and it's called Sunshine of Your Love. I used to perform this. Why? I don't know. On the radio, they didn't end it quite that abruptly, but, you know, when you translate things into blog talk, sometimes things get lost. That's blog talk for you. Okay. Do you guys remember a band? They weren't around for very long. I only remember one song by them. I know they had two or three, but I only actually remember one. And that was just because I liked the name of it. I am not going to go any farther than that. Anyway, the band was called Strawberry Alarm Clock. I thought that was kind of funky. Strawberry Alarm Clock. This was in 67, 68, somewhere around in there, 67, I think. And it's called Incense and Peppermint. It was one of John's favorites.
Good sense, ill sense, cripple mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, fire, frightened, flutter your mind. In the sense of temperament, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperament, meaningless sounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself, yeah.
You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatic, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Were so popular in the 60s and 70s. It's like if you had a bar band, you had to have a B3 organ. You know, that's just how it went. And our organ player, keyboard player, he did keyboard bass and stuff like that too. But they were in a wreck one night. A white liner semi and the van that had the equipment in it. And his B3 was in splinters because it's wood cabinet. And the speaker that went inside the cabinet was just squashed and the cabinet was splinters. And I swear to God, that man about cried. It was horrible. I mean, the insurance replaced it, but they didn't replace it with a B3. He didn't get another B3. He got an electronic gizmo. But I missed that B3. That was the only, that seemed like that was the only organ that you could get that kind of a sound out of. Why? I'm not sure. But that's just kind of how it went. That strident in the higher levels is just that strident open sound. And you know, and you had keys you could muck with and everything, but Yeah, he about cried when that organ got smashed. B3s were the way to go back then in the 60s. Okay, Lovin' Spoonful. That's another 1960s band. This is something that we've not been listening to, this type of rock and roll, so far today. But that's all right. 60s had everything. All kinds of different types of rock and roll. So if you're going to encompass the 60s and 70s, you're going to get all sorts of music, okay? And then on the other spectrum, you have Melody and Joan Baez, and it's like, okay, let's come back this way a little bit. I wasn't really into the folk music too much, but, you know, that's okay. Here is the Lovin' Spoonful with Nashville Cats.
Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks a guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes, and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats. Play clean as country water. Nashville Cats. Playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats. Been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats. Get work for the two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
We got our little flavor of country for today. And that was not a country band. That was a rock band. Lovin' Spoonful. Hey, you know, they played everything. What can I tell you? It was a great time to be alive. It was a great time to be old enough to just be getting into the music. You know, and I've been listening to country since I was old enough to hear music. And so the 60s was quite an interesting time for me. It was great. I loved it. All right. It is raining like a banshee outside. Okay. I'm going to play Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck. And you guys already know this, but I'm going to tell you again just because it bears repeating. Got his start back in the 60s with the Yardbirds. He was a rock and roll guitar player. I mean, you know, about, you know, with Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix and, oh, my word. So he'd been around for a long, long time. That's why he was so dang good. So here is a song called Time. And this is a performance done on October 5th, 2022 in New York. And Jeff Beck and Johnny Depp. song. I'd never heard it before until I heard them do it. I was scrolling through YouTube one day and caught this. I love this song. I fell in love with this song the very first time I heard it. It's fantastic. All right, guys. Going back to an old standby group. These guys have been around for 50 years. And I swear to God, that is no exaggeration. The same three guys, as Richard put it, he's the lead guitar player and lead singer in this group. It's a trio. Well, it was a trio until Fred Beard died. But anyway, at his concert once, I went to, he says, same three guys playing the same three chords. And they're still doing it. And that was 25 years ago. Anyway, it's been a long time. They've been around a long time. And there's only two of them left. They're still doing their thing. I would imagine they've replaced a third because they only had a lead guitar, bass guitar, and drums. So they had to replace them, right? They had to. There was no choice. So they're still going around, though. They've only had to replace one person. That's because he died. I mean, hello. So anyway, here is ZZ Top Tush. Richard's last name. I want to say Smith, but I'm not at all sure that's right. But he's been gone since he's 5 years old. And he's from Texas. And Dusty and Fred. Fred Beard. The only one of the three that did not have a beard. Figure that one out. Fred was the drummer. Dusty was the bass guitar player. And Richard was the lead guitar player. And there are still two out of three left. I think it was Fred that died. Anyway, one of them kicked the bucket. But anyway, they're still going. I mean, good grief, they're going to go to heaven and play rock and roll. I swear they will. All right, Aerosmith. Now, you all know Steven Tyler is an Aerosmith. Yeah. He is Aerosmith. Without Steven Tyler, there is no Aerosmith. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, that's my opinion. At any rate, I did this song, and I liked it. I thought it was a fun song to do. It was great. Very romantic, very Aerosmith. But let's listen to Steven Tyler do "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing."
Every moment spent with
while we've got our blood cooling off and we're slowing down a little bit here for a minute, I'm going to play something I did by Adele. Feel My Love. And guys, this is for all you guys out there that want to dance with the person that you love, if you're with them. And just think about them if you're not with them. You know, it's make them feel your love. Feel your love. Send it all to them. Hit them with those Cupid's arrows and have the heart smashing them in the face. You know, whatever is your thing. Here's Feel My Love. There you go. Make sure you send that to the one you love. Make sure they know that they are the one you love. That's important. That's so important. All right. We're going to change lanes now. We're going to go to the Beatles. Now, that's a big lane change, boy, I tell you. We're on a different highway now. This is Ticket to Ride from 1964.
The girl that's driving me
remember when that came out in 64. Now you have to remember, I grew up listening to country music, okay? I heard this, and I Want to Hold Your Hand when they came over to the States. And my girlfriend was so excited. Oh, you got to come watch this. You got to come watch this. And they're on. You got to come watch it. And went and watched a video of it, and it's like, okay. And I'm thinking, fine, what is the big deal? It's a stupid song. They repeat themselves 4 million times. It means nothing. What the hey? That was my first impression of the Beatles. You know, we can't all be rockers right at the beginning. You know, it's okay. It's okay. But that always makes me remember that the first time I heard the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I just was not impressed. And the same thing with the Rolling Stones. I thought, oh, my gosh, that man is ugly. I couldn't appreciate the music because I couldn't get past his look. I mean, keep in mind, I'm just 10 years old here, you know, and going, uh-huh, what are you so excited about? This is dumb. And that was my first reaction to 1960s rock and roll British invasion. It changed shortly, but it took about a year. But it makes me laugh now, obviously. You guys can hear me laughing at myself. I thought it was so hilarious. And then I really got into the music and started listening to it and kind of slid away a little bit from the country music. I didn't give it up. Of course not. I still listen to it. But anyway, it was hilarious. Okay. I have recently heard, well, I've been hearing them off and on probably a month now. I never really paid much attention until I found out this is one of my friend's favorite band. And it's like, okay, I guess I need to listen to them. And I listened to this song. I love it. This is fantastic. I can see why he likes these guys. This is Depeche Mode. And when they're introduced in their native tongue, that's how they pronounce it. Now, we see it here, and we're going to say Depeche or Depeche or Depeche, but it's not. It's Depeche Mode, okay? Depeche Mode. Anyway, the song's called It's No Good.
Okay, it's too good. Depeche Mode.
Sorry.
There you go. Depeche Mode. That's how I pronounce it, Depeche. It's spelled E-C-H-E at the end, but it's Depeche, okay? Anyway, and you got the K in your throat. Anyway. And if you don't, oh, well, you don't live there, so it doesn't matter. Okay. KC and the Sunshine Band. Shake, shake, shake. All right. I'm trying to find an Elvis song here that I know is in here, and I can't find it. But, you know, we'll tough it out until I do. And my brother's trying to call me, but that's all right. He's just going to have to wait. Come on, computer. Hello, hello, hello. Taking its own sweet time because I have so many Elvis songs in here and it has to search through all of them. It doesn't know what it's doing. Poor thing. It's just confused. It's so confused. My goodness sakes. Okay, let's take this on down because I want to play this one. I like this song and it's fun and it's just exactly right for right now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. I hope so. We'll find out, won't we? There it is. All right. T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Everybody else are having fun. Well, I don't miss much. tragedy ever happens on a dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What in the world you doing, L-O-N-E? Say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. I spell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skids. Mama had a time trying to raise that.
Rock and roll show pretty darn good, don't it? He could do it. If he wanted to do it, he could do it. Everything, anything. It was great. All right, here is Deep Purple. Hush.
Love and light quicksand. Only it took one touch of her hand to blow my mind.
69. Anyway, 68, I believe, because we were still living in on Adams. Yeah, I think it was 68. All right. Jerry Lee Lewis. He goes with anything. Here's Little Queenie.
I got a lump in my throat and a sore coming down the aisle. I got the wiggles in my knees when she looked at me and sweetly smiled. There she is again, standing over by the record machine. Oh, looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no need to break it. I got a chance, I ought to take it. Now if she'll dance, we'll make it. Come here, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. There she is again, standing over by the record machine. Looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I still think, if it's a slow song, we'll omit it. And if it's a rocker, son, that'll get it. And if it's good, I'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go, 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 little Queenie.
There you go. Only Jerry Lee. Only Jerry Lee. Okay. Let's just kind of shove a little bit of country western in this little crack here, okay? We need to stop up this little crack. This is Aaron Tippin. Kiss This.
Thank you. woman on a mission here to drown him and forget him. So I set her up again to wash him down. And she had just about succeeded when that low down no good cheap, good for nothing came strutting through the crowd. Oh, he was leaning on so thick, he never missed a lick, professing his never-ending love. Oh, but I never will forget when she stood up and said, "Well, I guess you think we're just gonna kiss and make up, don't you?" And that's what she said. Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. But me and you, I will.
Country music.
Whoa.
I love that stuff. Another good one is Trace Adkins. He has some funny junk out there. It's hilarious. Check out Trace Adkins. Check out Aaron Tippin. You know, these guys are putting out some really cool stuff. And it's been coming out for the last 10 years. So you can find a lot of good music on that side of the road. And it's fine. And if you want to cross back and forth over the road and avoid the potholes, you can do that too. It doesn't matter. It's all fine. So, hey, guys, you know what? Thank you for joining me. I hope there's a whole path of you out there that I don't know are there, because that's just fine. That's just fine. As long as you're enjoying the music, as long as you're having a good time, as long as it makes you feel good inside and get your music bubbles boiling, that's what you need. Okay, that's what music is for, is to lift you up and make you feel good. So go out there and share those good feelings. Smile at everybody. You got to share your smile. It not only makes them feel good, it makes you feel good. You know, everybody needs a little bit of sunshine. You know, yeah, just a little bit. You got to share the sunshine. There you go. All right. You may be saving a life at the same time. You never know. You never do know. Share it. Help. Be happy and share it. All right, guys, go share the love, and I'll see you on Sunday for the gospel show. And it'll be at least half Elvis, at least half Elvis, because that's just how gospel shows should go. You know, that's how it should be. So, guys, you go out there, you have a good time, smile at everybody, and have a good supper. I will see you on Sunday. Love y'all. Bye. Enjoy the music. In the meantime, here's Eric Clapton with Lay Down Sally.
nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave.
What would life be?
that it be me. Say that you